The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, friends. Right before the break, we were talking about how we were ordered by this judge concerning the MSNBC and Rachel Maddow NBC Universal case between myself and them for defamation, malicious intent, putting a jihada out onto my family is what they did. And my ministry is myself, my children, and my wife. They did. And they were okay with it, and they pushed it. Fake, created, contrived, but they pushed it anyways. Instead of saying, well, Bradley was actually calling, you know, for the war. He was warning us. He was warning the gay communities that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. No, they had to twist it, and they had to aim it at the Christian preacher, friends, because this is what this administration is aimed at anyways, is the Christian. Well, if you don't believe me, you can just go back to our friend Kevin Shipp, a former CIA, wrote a book called In the Shadows, and he'll tell you all about what's going on in government, secret government, and what their objective is to destroy your foundations and attack your Christian heritage. And that's exactly what's going on here. And so what they're using is the likes of Rachel Maddow, who doesn't realize that she was created to marry a man, not a woman. And so in saying that, they have to attack because they have to attempt to justify themselves, which is funny. It's humorous. I've said so many times, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, and it's a fact. As a matter of fact, recently, if you do a little Google search, you'll even find out that Rachel's having some mental issues. Of course she is. Of course she is, because she's making some very sick choices in her life, isn't she? Do your homework, friends. You'll see what's going on with these people. But right before the break, we were talking about how the federal court and this judge, this particular judge, told me that I was to pay $24,625.23 to the attorneys defending those that put a hit out on me, prompting persecution, death threats, and an array of attacks from every angle against my family and my ministry, as I said. And not only that, but this judge was biased in her ruling over and over and over again. And what we did is we, of course, appealed the decision. We called for her, this judge, to recuse herself, because she didn't know the difference between right and wrong. And the result was that the court was appealed to affirm the lower court's ruling last month by dismissing the case. Okay? Now, while the federal court is on hold pending the appeal process, this judge, again, has at no time determined whether or not there was actually defamation by Rachel Maddow. In other words, it never got there, so therefore we never lost our claim. As I told you during the last segment, the bloggers were out there saying that the case was over. No, it is not. Where are you getting your information? I sat there for months watching these idiots, literal, just idiotic people lying to the people, expecting you to take their reporting for face value without actually pulling the curtain back. I sat there and I watched this day after day, week after week, and I'm just thinking, okay, I'm not going to say anything yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Let's just see how this thing rolls out. But I want you to know that the ruling never had anything to do
with the merits of the case.
Nothing. It has nothing to do with the case.
It has to do with you not paying attorney's fees for MSNBC to get to the next level.
Yeah,
it makes sense. But, you know, if you think about it, it's really a sad day in America. And it's
a sad day
anywhere that when you are wronged, you have to pay to get justice.
That's not how it's always been.
You have to pay an attorney. You have to go through a long, 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 drawn-out process. And even after all this, your merits can still be upright and true. But if you don't pay...
No, they want to paint public opinion out to be, look at Bradley Dean did. Well, and the reason they did that is because I'm effective.
Exactly. And because you are being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as you should be, and being... having enough love, let's say, to warn homosexuals and anyone, idolaters, fornicators,
so just think about that.
From the wrath
so the
come.
Homosexuals, you need to listen to what she's saying. So you have someone that's willing to get in there and tell you what your hirelings and your whores are not telling you from the pulpits. And the only reason you're going to church in the first place and you have a hireling or a whore telling you what you want to hear by omitting the scriptures tells me you're okay with what he's doing in the first place.
Right. We'll get to
So that. What you're doing is rejecting the mercy of God is what you're doing. Judgment is the last step. But when you willfully reject the light, you're calling for a response. And America's got.
Yeah.
And has gotten there. Warning.
Exactly. They've gotten their warning. And the thing is, it's almost like someone who is, you know, they're hanging their hands. They're in a hole. They're about to fall down this huge black hole, and they're just hanging on by their hands. And someone reaches out their hand and says, here, take my hand. This is mercy for you to get out of the hole, to
they're lying
get
to you.
Out of destruction.
They're lying to you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Someone's not telling you, oh, it's okay, you're in the hole. You know, you're not really going to fall. It's not really too dark and too black down there. But then you have someone who says, listen, it's dark and black. You're going to destroy yourself unless you take my hand and get out of this hole. That's love.
Yeah.
It's like them shooting the person who's trying to get you out of the hole by reaching out your hand saying, listen, here's the truth. Take it. I'm trying to save
you. Exactly what they did.
Mercy.
Every step of the way.
Yeah.
Even with some of these bloggers, when this first came out, I was still playing the fool in the sense of reaching out. I did my job before God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm free of their blood.
Right.
Because they've been warned now. They know. Matter of fact, everybody and anybody that's taken a half a minute to read the case knows. Matter of fact, I'm going to prove that to you through Sodahead right now.
Mm-hmm.
Knows that mercy's been shown.
Right.
And love has been given. But over and over and over again, I was rejected from any time to confront. Even GLAAD, this is another organization, these homosexual organizations, you can't even contact these people. See, friends, because, again, you're dealing with totalitarianism. They love to shout and shoot. They love to shout and shoot. That's all they've got. Here, let me prove my point. Sodahead just posted this. When did it post, Chase?
I believe it was earlier this morning. Somebody posted on their site.
Okay, someone posted on their site, Rachel Maddow and Bradley Dean. So they have 60 votes, and there's 28 opinions. So can you give me the stat real quick?
Yeah, I just looked. There's 37 on
Bradley
the
Dean is right, it says.
Yeah. And then there's 17 on Rachel's stance, and then there were 3 and 3, one undecided, 3 undecided, and 3 who had, what did it say, put a pox on both their houses?
Yeah. So in other words, I don't agree with either one of them.
Right.
Right.
You gotta get
okay, this is on
there.
Sodahead.com right now, okay? It's Bradley Dean is right. I'm just going in order, friends. Don't you hate it when two guys argue?
Wow.
This is some of the response. If you'd like to respond live on radio, 1-866-233-0747. What is your take? 1-866-233-0747. Here's the next one. Bradley Dean is in the right. While I disagree with Dean, in other words, my stance on homosexuality, it is wrong to cut and paste what he said and say things that he did not say or advocate. Unfortunately, that is what all of MSNBC does daily.
Wow.
See, people know.
They know it's the case.
That's right. The next one, Bradley Dean is in the right. Even a child can see that what Rachel did is criminal. Absolutely criminal. Slandering and defaming Bradley and his ministry with malicious intent? It's obvious. This is after watching the video on Sodahead, friends. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Where are all my friends at? Man, I thought you guys would be like jumping all over this. You're not like afraid of like the mysterious majority of Americans that are actually behind the gay agenda, right? So I want to tell you something that is mythical. Because it is the furthest thing from the truth in every sense of the word, friends. But that's not what the state-run media would have you believe. Again, keep in mind the state-run media has an approval rating, friends, of less than 21%. It's probably lower than that now. As I shared with you earlier on the first hour, CNN just dropped, the bottom dropped out again on them. Because people know that they're being lied to. MSNBC and CNN, folks, you can't believe a word they say. It's probably not even their real names. Who knows? But we were talking about some of the response that we're getting from you friends out there, you know, people that we don't know and maybe some of the radio listeners, so on and so forth. But it's on sodahead.com right now, and they're taking a poll. It's who do you agree with, Rachel or Bradley? And I shared with you during the last segment, this last one. Even a child can see that what Rachel did is criminal, absolutely criminal. Slandering and defaming Bradley and his ministry with malicious intent, it's obvious. Next one, I'm taking them in order, friends. Bradley Dean is in the right. PMNBC, news for the brain dead. Okay, so they're mocking it. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is, again, friends, they don't have a right to put a jihad out on somebody's family, ministry, or his individual person, or on a presidential campaign run concerning Michelle Bachmann. You can't just do that because you disagree with them. The next one, Bradley Dean is in the right. The media, much like our government and law enforcement, it is not to be trusted. Boy, that is a sad day. Then government loses all authority. You got to be careful of that because that's a part of the Russian communist infiltration, and what they want you to do is believe that government, this is purposed, friends. Because once government loses all authority, what they do is they come in and say, well, we need a new system, just like Adolf Hitler, just like Mao Zedong, just like Mussolini, just like Joseph Stalin. Well, the old system isn't working anymore. No, wait a second. The old system, namely God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, is what you've wandered from. That's why it's not working. So really, the new system isn't working. What you want to do is convince the people that the old system doesn't work. As if to say they were abiding by God's Ten Commandments in the first place. So they can bring in a new order, friends. That's what's going on right now. It's purpose. This is what the communists do when they infiltrate. They want to show you that government is lawless, so we need a new system. No, we don't. We need to get back to the old one, Jeremiah 6:16. Next one. Rachel Maddow was in the right. Dean's case was dismissed, and he was ordered to pay costs. See, but again, they're taken for face value.
Right.
They're not.
It was never dismissed on merits.
No, no. His side of the story is just lies as usual. Wait a second, friends.
You can't lie.
Read the documentation. It's out there. Go to the video. See for yourself. That's
you
what
can
they're...
read the minute.
No, I like Rachel too much. You know? I just like that dude.
It's
he's great.
All lies, all lies. Hey, great. Did you actually read it? Because, you know, there's that 1 minute that's definitely not there.
Here's the next one. Bradley Dean is in the right. MSNBC is masters at editing video and audio to make it suit an agenda. That's exactly right. When Comcast bought NBC, the feds told them it is no uncertain terms that they were not to change the format at MSNBC, which is worth billions of dollars in free propaganda for Democrats. When the swamp in D.C. gets drained, the losers at MSNBC, like Rachel Maddow, will be looking for work. See, but friends, why is it still there? It's just like this administration. Everybody's complaining about this administration. Then why are they still there? Right. Because the American people haven't had enough yet. That's why. Next one. Just scrolling down live radio. Bradley Dean is in the right. There is no journalism at MSNBC. They are only promoting hate as a progressive socialist Democrat by any deceit they think can get that they can get away with.
Right.
Of course.
Pushing their
and again, friends, who promotes their message more than the conservatives do? It's indicative, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, wow. Bradley Dean, next one. Bradley Dean is in the right. Typical propaganda attack. Hyperbole. Fox outrage. An outright lying and acting like a victim afterwards. Exactly right. It would be nice that Maddow joined Basier, Ed Schultz, Olbermann at the unemployment line for being blanks of the highest order. Okay, here's another one. Here's one that's in between, an in-betweenite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Dean is quoting biblical scripture about homosexuality with trimmed hair and tattoos on his body.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay, my father told me not to answer a fool in his folly.
Yeah, let's just go to the next one.
Yeah.
On that one.
No such custom here, friends. 1 Corinthians. Next one. Bradley Dean is in the right. This is great. Any wonder why their ratings are in the toilet?
In the toilet.
That's where you should have flushed the toilet right there, Chase.
Chase, yeah.
You should have been all over that. Like
toilet flush.
Like stink on cheese, right?
I don't have that one.
White on rice.
I can record that one after the show.
Well, you should have took the mic and just walked right into the bathroom and flushed the toilet.
That's right.
Next one. Bradley Dean is right. Well, this is great. This just came up on my show this morning. This is pretty cool stuff. MSNBC is terrible. Of course, see, when it gets to the people and they can actually...
People can discern what's right or wrong more than these high, sophisticated ones.
Okay, next one. Bradley Dean is in the right. This one's great. He should be awarded controlling interest in Universal NBC. MSNBC should be forced to be shut down, but that ain't going to happen. Why? Why, friends, ain't it going to happen? Because you're not willing to stand up and enforce the laws. That's what it comes down to. Then he goes on and he says some, you know, slur. And then he goes on and he says, lean forward, which is exactly their slogan, which is a communist slogan. Next one, Bradley Dean is in the right. I didn't make this up, friends. Mad Cow is trash. Man, he's getting beat up, that Rachel is, isn't he? Next one, Bradley Dean is in the right. the libtard always plays the victims. Fake wars on everything. He's exactly right, friends. Do a little homework and you'll see a lot of the wars that the state-run media actually promulgate is nothing but propaganda. And don't you remember the guy that said, just you go ahead.
You take the pictures?
No, I'll take the pictures, mm-hmm. he said, and He said, I'll take the pitchers. I'm sorry, that's not what he said. He said, you take the pitchers, I'll create the war.
That's right.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what the state-run media does on a Twitter. Folks, you need to talk to some people outside of the United States, like our friend from Canada when he calls in and starts telling us how we're being lied to by the state-run media. That's the only way they're getting away with anything that they're doing, friends. Of course it is. And where did they get that from? None other than Adolf Hitler and his propagandists.
That's right.
And Goebbels. And there's people that just think that history is not going to... There's always going to be people like this in the world, friends. That's why law is so important. That's why we must enforce law. So we don't have to deal with the outcome of people that are, well, not dealt with.
That's right.
In this particular
case. And they can keep doing it over and over and over again because they're not dealt with.
That's right. Here's another one. Bradley Dean is in the right. This is just fantabulous. It's almost like I'm patting myself on the back right now. But I'm not making
nice
this stuff up.
Because...
Sodahead.com, friends. I have no control over this website. Rachel Maddow is no journalist. She pretends to be one. At best, she's de facto press secretary. That's exactly right. Just like Jay the Clown Carney. Right? That's exactly what she's doing. At worst, she prostitutes herself and her art and her profession for political favor. Well, that's whom Bradley Dean ran afoul of. If you click through the article, you'll see the contents of some of the hate mail he got. Mail so vile, I would be in breach of the TOS if I posted it here. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he posted the video because he wants people to actually see what was done. Interestingly enough, as I said earlier, it wasn't one attorney, two attorneys, three attorneys, but four attorneys they hired to defend Rachel Maddow concerning this case with me.
Right.
Because they know what she did was illegal. Well, the judge, did you know as well that this was the last case that the judge judged before she retired?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a liberal to the max.
Yeah, and the thing is if... Why would they need four attorneys unless you knew you were going to have to mount up a huge defense because someone did something wrong?
Well, they know they did
exactly.
Something wrong, right? Here's the next one. Bradley Dean is right. You're absolutely right in commentary in response to the last post. Modern journalists do not typically accurately quote someone's words as Maddow did. That's far beyond the pale. Huh. Okay, listen, folks. Here's the bottom line. I'm just simply, again, stepping back and saying, okay, I played the fool, but I obeyed God. And I say played the fool in the sense of the way it may look by warning the homosexuals because I loved them and I do love them enough to tell them to turn from the wrath to come. Mm-hmm. I am. That's
yeah,
my
you
message.
Know, even
repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Like it or not. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll even
in Scripture,
say this too.
Jesus said it over and over again. I agree with it 100%.
I need to say this too. One thing too is when you're talking about loving the homosexuals enough, you even called the guy who has come out against you more than anybody in the state of Minnesota and saying, listen, can we get together? I'd like to have some coffee
yeah.
with you. Turn down flat.
Yeah.
Our heart is not just to bring
forth...
But
wait a second. Are you talking about... Oh, wait a second. Are you talking about that whole media... Excuse me. Source that... Well, they got flushed down the toilet. There was no funding. The guy that attacked us originally and gave it to Rachel Maddow.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I know. 1-866-233-0747. People are a little timid on this topic for some weird reason, to their own demise. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I think it's easier to complain about it to your friend than it is to actually stand up and take a stance on it. Because, you know, it is true.
You mean, in other words, you love your freedom so much, let Bradley Dean get beat up for it?
Let someone else do it. But, you know, it is, in the course of time, that's how it's always been. And it's always been, you know, a few leaders, even the foundations of our country was established by 3% of the population. They're the ones that fought, bled, and died and to uphold and give us this great country. But, you know, not everybody that basks in freedom and lives their life in freedom sacrifices for
that
freedom. There's many people out there sacrificing even today for us to have our freedom, and not many people actually sit and take time to think about it other than a salute on the 4th of July or a go to Memorial on Memorial Day.
Normandy.
Yeah, rather than a D-Day, June 6th, had it yesterday. All these different things, we don't think about this as we should.
Is history repeating itself? No, well, friends, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. Listen carefully, friends. It is vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, attack Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, shut people up, use the state-run media to bully anybody that speaks out against who we are to unmask us for who we really are. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Who said that? Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Is that what's going on? Oh. Who's doing the shielding? Well, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite, and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in the past centuries. David Rockefeller, Baden-Baden, Germany, 1991.
Wow.
Well, I didn't say it. Speaking of preachers that don't preach the word.
Yes, you know, we're talking about, you know, Bradley Dean speaking forth the truth in love because he loves and because he cares. Now, what's better? We use this analogy quite a bit, but if I see someone that's about to fall off the edge of a cliff, do I say, you know, it's okay, just keep going. I just want you to feel positive about yourself.
Positivism.
I want you to have an extraordinary life before you...
I like
you,
positivism.
That's right. Before you fall off the edge of the cliff, I just want you to know that just be encouraged, and you're here to have an extraordinary, fabulous life, and don't let anything hold you back. Just be positive about your future. As they take a few more steps, may take a few years, may take 50 years, but bottom line, they're going to fall off the end of the cliff, and they're going to be down in their own destruction. Yeah. Is that love, or is this love? I see that you're going towards the edge of a cliff. I love you enough to get in your face and say, stop. You do not want to go there. There's a drop off. You're going to die if you go any further, and you're not going to heaven. You're going to hell. And I want to make sure that you know that before you stand before a just and almighty God who sees all things, so that way you have a chance here on earth to repent and trust in the merits of Jesus Christ and his blood to save you so you can have
from
eternity.
Your sin,
from your
not
sin,
in your
of
sin.
Of course. So you can go to heaven and live your life here on earth for God's will to be done through your life to help go seek and save others that are lost.
Okay,
which
so,
one's left? So, we've got Bradley Dean preaching to the homosexuals, giving them the truth, or we've got a person such as Joel Osteen. Now, he says that God, quote, absolutely accepts homosexuals. In an October 4th, 2013 interview with the Huffington Post, of course, he said...
Wait a second. So you have those that preach the truth that's hated... Hey, folks, I have my own page at Huffington Post for them attacking me. But I suppose they have like a gold trophy up there for Mr. Osteen, right?
They do have...
What, because he doesn't preach out against it.
Of course, he accepts it.
I thought it was the same Bible.
Oh, no. It's all your interpretation.
Oh.
Well, let's just hear it straight from the horse's mouth himself. So, Osteen sat down this week, it was back in 2013, with Josh Zepps to promote his new book, Breakout, 5 Keys to Go Beyond Your Barriers and Live an Extraordinary Life.
But wait a second. I thought we were talking about homosexuals.
Oh, we're going there.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, we're going there. So when you talk about your extraordinary life, okay?
Yeah.
Listen, the only way on this earth you're going to have an extraordinary life on this earth is if you're going to be going to hell after.
But that's right. That's right. But God has a wonderful plan for your life. That's what I was told.
Well, and ask Paul.
But I can't find that in the Word.
Beaten, stoned, shipwrecked. Ask Daniel, who was thrown before lions.
Yeah.
Ask David in all of his
battles.
That must
be the wonderful life he's talking about.
Oh, definitely. I think that the apostles, who were all martyred except one of them, would have a different plan.
It sounds to me like the modern-day preacher has, well... He's actually derelict in every sense of his duty.
That's right.
Because he's not preaching the Word of God.
And has something to gain by not preaching the Word
of
God.
Yes, it is. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy.
Right. So
in this case, Joel.
That's right. Now, this reporter here asked Joel, he said, you say here it doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't like you. All that matters is that God likes you. He accepts you. He approves of you, Zepp stated regarding Osteen's book. Is that true for gay men or true for homosexuals?
Can I stop you for a second?
No.
He likes you so much, the first thing he does is send you to the cross.
That's right.
To destroy your old man so he can impart the Holy Ghost to bring forth the new man in Christ Jesus.
That's right. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I.
Oh, but that's not the doctrine.
Christ that liveth in me.
I know.
And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's demonstration
of
love.
So I live by the power of God because I've been crucified to weakness, 2 Corinthians 13:4.
And you live unto Christ who paid your fine, sacrificed himself for your sin, and now you live for him.
Okay, so I live unto him who died for me.
That's exactly
right. So those
right.
that guard the tomb of the unknown, they have a pretty good idea in the natural as
of
to what the church should be doing in the spiritual.
100%.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, this is what Joel says. So he said, is that true for gay men or for homosexuals? That's what the Huffington Post reporter said. Joel Osteen said, absolutely. I believe that God has breathed his life into every person. We're all on a journey. Nobody's perfect. I mean, forget about the
But that is true. We're not perfect.
Of course.
Yeah, we're
but
being we perfected.
Perfection.
That's not an excuse for us. We're
to stand
overcoming,
our
not succumbing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. You can't use that nobody's perfect as an excuse for you to stay in your sins. Well, nobody's perfect, so I might as well just continue in sin. What did Paul say? God forbid. When you are committing sin,
God
you are a servant.
God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ.
Of course,
yes.
And then when you commit sin, you are a servant of sin.
That's right.
Of course. You're a slave to sin, rather. But the Bible says, this is what Joel Osteen
Okay, now,
said.
Interestingly enough, Jesus comes about and says, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. So he makes you free from sin.
And what's repentance?
Gotcha.
And what's repentance?
Gotcha. Free to do the right thing.
That's right. Repentance is you turning from your sin.
Yes.
Now, this is what he said. He said, the Bible says...
I'll ad-lib.
Sin is... Can I ad-lib a little bit?
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Not too much.
All right.
Okay.
The Bible says that sin is pride. Sin is selfish ambition. He continued, we tend to pick certain things, but I believe every person is made in the image of God.
A big smile on
you
his face.
You just gotta accept them as they are.
Man,
they're
relax.
On their journey.
Dude, you're taking it too serious.
I know
just
they're...
overlook the fact that how many of them have been martyred.
Yeah, and I know they're about to fall off the edge of the cliff, but you know what? I just don't want to offend anyone or be called the hater. Now, it gets better. He says, he then explained his belief that Christians should exemplify kindness to the world. What's kind? Loving someone enough to tell them the truth so they don't fall off the cliff to their own destruction, or not saying anything to them, all the while knowing their destruction is going to happen, whether it be 5 years or 50 years, as I said earlier, and saying nothing. That's hate to me. Love is saying, listen, I love you enough to get in your face and
yes.
tell you the truth. So
yes.
when you stand before God, you know where you're going.
That's right.
Now here, he says, basically, he said, I don't want to push people down. Again, the scripture teaches the way people are going to know his disciples is by our love for one another. And so I'm not preaching hate.
No, wait a second.
Yes,
David was hated for his love,
That's
Psalm 109.
Right.
Jesus said, this is my commandment, that when you love one another, he said, you're going to be hated by the world. But know that it hated me before it hated you for his love. God is love. Everything God did and does is love. When he's rebuking the Pharisees and telling them they're going to go to hell. Listen, that was love because it was the choice they made. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that the Lord loved. I say that and I speak as a man delicately even when I say that. But they made their choice to go to hell. Jesus laid it out for people over and over and over again. He met them on their terms. And then he said, go and sin no more.
That was his command.
In grace.
Mm-hmm.
John 8, why is that not what we're hearing anymore? This guy's job, for him to say it's hate, when in fact it is God's government, and God gave that law because he loves to warn them of their sin and to accept Jesus Christ. That's hate?
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, hey, listen, dude, you got a serious ailment which is going to bring you to the grave, but I know someone that can heal it. Is that hate, friends, or is that love? Why would they repent, friends, if they don't even know what sin is?
Yeah, it reminds me of the analogy. It's same going on the same things. That one boy, he had a leg that was broken, and he went to the doctor. The doctor said, listen, your leg's broken. It's in serious shambles, you know, but rather than me breaking it completely to reset it so it'll heal properly, I just don't want to cause you any more pain. I don't want to be known as the hateful person in your life.
No.
So I'm just going to leave it the way it is and just let you go your way so you can be maimed for the rest of your life.
Want to listen to Smiley really quick here?
Sure.
Man, I'll tell you what. You look at a preacher from the 1800s that knew God.
Yeah.
And you look at these modern preachers with a big smile on their face. Well, back in the 1800s, they looked like they went through hell three different ways. These guys are all smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And avoiding everything that those men that looked like they went through hell preached.
Right. Exactly.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Listen to this. This is Happy Osteen for you, friends. Osteen, brother Osteen. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Live radio. Waiting for it to load. Being gay is not a part of my core message. He said, I want to stay in my own lane. Oh, we got to take a quick break. Did not know that, friends. We'll come back and we'll play this out. It's still loading right now, live radio. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more segment, friends, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break. We're going to play.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Simon at Restoring Our Promise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
I love the analogy when you go to Mark 10 and you see, again in Scripture, where it talks about chapter 10, verse 17. And when he was come forth in the way, Jesus, there come one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That is God. He said, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, number 7. Do not kill, number 6. Do not steal, number 8. Do not lie, number 9. Defraud not. Honor your father and your mother, number 5 of the 10 commandments. And he answered and he said unto the master, all these have I observed from my youth. He was trying to justify himself. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack. He went right to the one issue that he was holding on to before the God of heaven that Jesus knew needed to be removed before he could enter in the straight and narrow so he could understand difficult is the way. He said unto him, go your way, sell everything that you have. He knew that his God was riches, a God to create his own sin. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sin, nor bow down thyself to serve them. Okay? Go your way, sell everything you've got, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come up and take the cross and follow me. He was sad at this saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about on them and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? But yet that's all these preachers do is preach riches. Gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Here's Mr. Olstein, when asked concerning the topic of homosexuality, listen to what he has to say.
The big ones are easy, right? Like, you probably shouldn't steal. You probably shouldn't kill people. Those are things that probably all religions kind of agree on, right? There's no contention. But like an issue like gay marriage, people look to the ministers for leadership. Sure. Is that an issue that's for you against the rules?
You know, it would be, but Mark, I don't really focus on a lot of those things. I try to stay in my lane of what I feel called to do. And that does come up in interviews and things, but just don't feel like that's not my core message. My core message is how do you have a healthy self-image? How do you let go of the past? How do you raise good children? How do you reach your dreams? Now, I know that is part of it.
Yeah, because if you have 45,000 people, yeah, some of them are gay. For example, among other things.
Yeah. Absolutely, and everybody's welcome. But my take on it is, you know, it's easy to make one issue to become known for that or to let it sidetrack your message. And, you know, if you look at our congregation or the people that come to Yankee Stadium, including myself, we all have issues. Everybody's on a journey. So I try to say, here's my focus. Here's my lane. You know, that's kind of where I've...
But we're to preach the whole counsel of God, Brother Joel.
Yeah.
What part is it of Scripture? You strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. How can you trust a guy like that who won't tell you the truth?
Right, exactly. And he says, I'm in this quote, going back to this Huffington Post
article. How is he helping people?
Yeah, he says, I'm not here to tell everybody what they're doing wrong. Listen, what did Jesus just do in that parable that you were talking about?
I guess
about?
He came into the world to tell them everything was okay, when in fact, that's not what Jesus came into the world to do. He's the light of the world, and men hated the light, and they loved darkness.
If everything's going right in your life, you've got a great positive life, you've got an extraordinary view of your own self-worth and blah, blah, what in the world do you need a Savior for? And when you're going back to saying, I'm not here to tell everybody what they're doing wrong, Jesus went to the rich young ruler and said, this one thing thou lacked. He pointed out what he was doing wrong. This is what's lacked, because I know this is attached to your heart before God. This is number one in your life. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Your money is your God. And Jesus looked on him whom he loved, not whom he hated, and told him, this is what you're lacking.
Isn't he hanging out with Oprah now?
Yes.
And they're talking
new age. He was hanging out with Oprah.
Yeah,
exactly. There. She's got this whole, I can pull it up here, but this whole thing is about you know, name it.
You
got to envision
her?
It. It's just the word.
You know, when you go to the store, you see Oprah's new magazine. You know who's on the cover? Friends?
Oprah? I mean, it's almost one of the most conceited people I think I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like, wow.
How do you take it? Again, there's another serious situation. How do you take it serious?
Yeah, it's...
It's a serious situation. I really mean to say that. This heresy is out there. Heresy is a fundamental error in religion, friends. And now you have people listening to Oprah Winfrey concerning the issue of salvation, and she's more than willing to actually point the finger in a direction that she has no idea what she's talking about. And here you have Joel Olstein, who has 45,000 people in his congregation, if that's what you want to call it. And we're using church and congregation very loosely, friends, because it's not Scripture. It's just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, just this last week, we played some audio from MacArthur, who is a national preacher. If you heard his voice, you'd probably know who he was. But he's actually calling Olstein out for Satanism. And that's because that's what he's appealing to, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world. 1 John. And that's exactly his message. And you know what? I challenge any preacher, let me say it this way, at any time, to call in and prove me wrong on the topics that we're talking about scripturally. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Just so everybody understands, we're not just looking for people to call us and high-five us. No. If you have questions, if you have objections, you know what? Call us. Folks, we'll go right back to the Word and the Constitution, and we'll tell you what the deal is, because, again, we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the facts. This stick, speaking of Joel Olstein, my friends, is seriously deep. deviated and crooked in every sense of the word. Well, I can just hear someone say, well, you know, we're not perfect, we're just forgiven. See, therein lies the false grace that you have been taught.
But it's the false doctrine that he's teaching.
Totally,
he's saying
is.
You can just speak things into your destiny.
Metaphysics.
You speak things. And Oprah Winfrey, she's all about New Age and all these weird spiritualism and so on and so forth. And he's on her program, not mentioning Christ and the cross and forgiveness.
It's humanism.
Yeah, exactly. Just speak it on. They're in cahoots together.
In betterment courses,
exactly.
Yes.
So when you're looking at that according to Scripture, listen, we're supposed to hate our lives here on this earth. We're not supposed to look at ourselves.
But explain that.
Basically, if you're a Christian.
We have found our field.
Yeah, exactly.
We have found the pearl. And we're willing to give everything in the purpose of what God has called forth.
Yeah, if you are a
Christian. We found our treasure.
Let me explain that. If you are a Christian, heaven is your home, not this earth. On this earth, we're promised as Christians trials, tribulations, temptations, persecutions, all these things. The Bible talks about all
of
those.
Wait, are you one of those sovereignists?
No.
Okay, well, you need to understand, friends. King David said that he was a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, Lord. He was a sojourner. Abraham went through the same experience. What she's saying is the fact and the purpose that we have been put here by God is for his purpose, his glory, and his honor, not our own. And what she is saying in parallel to what Joel Osteen, Oprah Winfrey, and the such, all these humanists, they call themselves preachers when in fact they're not preachers of the Word of God at all. They're humanists. They're in betterment. They're motivational speakers. You know, the question that people need to ask is, where's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10? Because when the anointing's there, nobody has to try to prove anything because he does the work. And you find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I want to say this concerning the topic. We talked about it last week. It's interesting how people try to justify the doctrine that these people preach. It's not from the Bible, friends.
Right.
They can point to the Bible all day long, but the fact of the matter is they're supposed to preach what it says in that book all day long, and that's what's missing through omission.
I need to say this, too, going along with what you're saying.
So, did you make your point?
The point is...
We're purpose for God's purposes in this earth.
Of course. As a Christian, we're going to have trials, tribulations, temptations, persecutions, as I said. This earth is not our home. Heaven is our home. We are to...
Eternally.
Exactly. We are to hate our lives in the sense of we know what's important is Christ. When we come to Christ, we are crucified with him. Nevertheless, we live, but we live through Christ and we live unto him. This earth is not our home. Heaven is our home. I'm trying to make that clear. Now, going back to Joel Osteen, and the doctrine that he preaches, Joel Osteen goes together with Oprah, okay? And he says, the words that you speak can become your destiny. There's a video here. It says, watch as Pastor Osteen, one of America's most influential spiritual leaders.
Says who?
Yeah, exactly.
Says who? The state-run media.
Yeah, exactly. Leads Oprah and the audience in a powerful I am exercise. See, I thought Jesus said I am. I am the way and the truth. Not I, the creation. The creator is I am. In a powerful I am exercise, could 31 days of positive declarations change your life? Oprah thinks so. Well, if Oprah thinks so, then it's got to be it.
And wait a second. Are they selling something?
No,
I bet
sure
they're
they
selling their book, right? There's
seven
steps to a better life by just name it and claim it, right?
That's right.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Friends, listen carefully. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for, listen carefully, friends, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What is grace? Well, go to the New Testament, Titus chapter 2, verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness, and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify himself unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio. We're going to get on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to talk about the atrocities and treasonous acts of this administration. See ya!
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.